Speaking at Camp David, the Maryland presidential retreat, a day after Congress approved legislation that calls for U.S. troops to begin leaving Iraq by October 1st, Mr. Bush repeated that he will veto the measure as soon as it lands on his desk.
And the reason why I'm going to is because the members of Congress have made military decisions on behalf of the military. They're telling our generals what to do. They're withdrawing before we've even finished reinforcing our troops in Baghdad. They're sending, in my judgment, a bad message to the Iraqis and to an enemy and, most importantly, to our military folks.
The bill includes about $95 billion to fund military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan through September 30th. It also calls for withdrawing U.S. troops from Iraq beginning in October or earlier if President Bush determines the Iraqis have not met certain benchmarks, including disarming militias and taking steps toward political reconciliation among the government's factions. The bill sets a non-binding goal of completing a withdrawal of combat troops by April 1st of next year. President Bush is firmly against setting troop withdrawal timetables.
The Congress wants to test my will as to whether or not I'll accept a timetable withdrawal. I won't accept one. I just don't think it's in the interest of our troops.
Mr. Bush made the remarks at a news conference alongside visiting Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who was on his first visit to the United States. In Baghdad, Iraqi government spokesman Ali al-Dabbah said Thursday that October 1st is too soon to begin a U.S. withdrawal. In Washington, Iraq's ambassador, Samir Soumaydai, told VOA that setting a withdrawal date sends the wrong message.
Of course, we respect the debate that takes place in the United States. This is part of the democratic process, and we don't really want to interfere in the process as such. But we believe that any setting of dates for withdrawal is going to give the wrong signal to the terrorists and to the Iraqis.
Once President Bush has carried through on his veto threat, Democratic leaders say they will send him a new bill, most likely one without a withdrawal timetable. But it would contain other consequences if the Iraqi government does not meet certain benchmarks. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Washington.